The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
I continually tell you folks that you are smarter than the average bear. So I would hope that you are a little better educated than the typical evangelical on wokeness, CRT, etc. But we must learn more, because we are facing an onslaught of wokeness even in the evangelical community. That's why I appreciate so much my guest. Dr. Owen Strahan is provost and research professor of theology at Grace Bible Theological Seminary. Former president of the Council on Biblical Manhood and Womanhood. Owen, it is great to have you back on the program. It's been too long.
Well, it's very kind of you to have me back on. Thank you for that, Bob.
Well, it's my pleasure. But since we last spoke, you have aligned yourself with what is being lovingly called by some the Strip Mall Seminary. Just, I love that story. Just take a minute and fill our listeners in on what people are saying.
Absolutely, yeah. When I announced on my blog that I was going to Grace Bible Theological Seminary in Conway, Arkansas, some folks who, shall we say, do not love everything I say took the occasion. You know, announcements about a job change are not usually something that, you know, really stirs a lot up. It's usually, you know, a one-page announcement or something, and everybody moves on with their life, which is what I assumed would happen. But some folks speculated on the so-called evangelical left. One woman at Calvin College, Kristen Dumez, I think her name is, and others said, oh, Strahan couldn't possibly be leaving Midwestern Seminary for a seminary in a strip mall. That's what they that's what they said. Now, in point of fact, the school I'm in the building right now, it's not at all a strip mall. It's a beautiful building. But that phrase backfired on them, because people started liking it who, I guess, you know, sort of were in my corner. Long story short, Bob, T-shirts ended up being produced, as is the case in 2021, right? If something's funny,
yeah,
it ends up on a T-shirt. And so we've got sweatshirts and T-shirts that say Strip Mall Seminary, and we have happily owned the branding.
I love it. In fact, I'm looking at one of your T-shirts on the internet right now. You pick one up for $24.99, Strip Mall Seminary. I love it. I love it. I think it was a great move, Owen. Now, let's get to your book. Owen is the author of a brand new book, Christianity and Wokeness: How the Social Justice Movement is Hijacking the Gospel and the Way to Stop It. It just hit bookshelves July 20th, just 6 days ago. And in fact, I ordered my copy and I haven't gotten it yet. So, Owen, I have not been able to read it yet. It's on its way, and I thought it would be here. But whenever I have an author on the air, and I think in this case the answer is obvious, but I always ask, why the book? What was the genesis behind this book?
Yeah, great question. The genesis behind the book was growing concern over developments in the evangelical world, and of course also in society, in which especially white people, as I read up on woke literature, woke voices, white people were said to be white supremacists. And I had heard, you know, bits and pieces about critical race theory and related ideologies in years past. You know, we had Ferguson. We had different episodes in American society, police shootings, these sorts of things. And a lot of us realized something was afoot, but we didn't know what it was. In fact, a lot of people to this minute don't know what exactly is afoot in America. I decided, as a professor, somebody who has time to do a lot of reading, that I would read up on critical race theory, on wokeness, on intersectionality. I did that, and I realized it's one of those cases where you realize things are actually far worse than you thought.
Mm-hmm.
And this system that I call wokeness, which basically just means being awake to the nature of systemic racism and inequality in America, this system is not a benign system. It's not about justice, as it says it is. It's not about equity. What it is about, actually, is indicting white people for racism, whether they've ever said a racist thing or committed a racist action. And this is a system, furthermore, that is even getting into the Christian church, mm-hmm. and it's hijacking the gospel. And so that's what got me into this whole subject, and that's why I ended up writing a book about it called Christianity and Wokeness.
Yeah, the book is Christianity and Wokeness. It is printed by our parent company, Salem Media, their Salem imprint. Owen, if you can, give me a brief definition of critical race theory. And it's interesting because this morning, our local newspaper here in Columbus, Ohio, had an article, and it said, the headline, this may not be verbatim, but the headline was, what is CRT and what it is not? And I thought, wow, that's great. I'm wondering what they're going to say. Well, it's about a 5-page article, Owen, and here is the conclusion. It's too complicated. You wouldn't understand it anyway. I'm serious. It took 5 pages to not give one single real definition. It said, well, it's academic and it's very complicated. And it's just too complicated. The typical layperson just wouldn't understand. That was the conclusion of the article that said, what does CRT teach and what does it not teach? So give us a definition that even we can understand.
That is where so much hay is being made by the woke crowd, Bob. They are telling us now that CRT has no definition and that it's a boogeyman that the far right has lately realized is a way they can earn cash and these sorts of things and drive votes. Actually, critical race theory is very much defined. It is the theory that built off of critical theory of the mid-20th century to argue that America is divided up into structural categories, and white people and those who benefit from whiteness are the racial power group. They are oppressors of people of color who are the racial minority group. And all of American society, given our history, is built on these racial power dynamics. And so what critical race theory and what its earlier iteration in critical legal studies seeks to do is make that unfair power dynamic right, which means displacing and decentering whiteness and raising up people of color to a position of societal privilege they should have. That's basically what I would say as a shorthand definition.
So it literally determines your view of other people simply by the color of your skin.
That's exactly right.
If you are white, you obviously are a racist, whether you realize it or not. And if you are a black, you may be a multi-millionaire black NBA player, but because the color of your skin is black, you are part of the oppressed. Is that an exaggeration?
That is precisely right. And the famous scion of Ohio, LeBron James, has made exactly that argument. You know, we won't try to get into all things LeBron because I don't know what your audience thinks about him. But actually, to be completely serious, LeBron's arguments about being the victim of injustice in America are textbook critical race theory, and in a broader sense, textbook wokeness, because critical race theory is really a formal academic discipline. Wokeness is really the mood and mindset that it creates. So that's why I use wokeness as my key concept, because most people are never going to read a syllable of a page from critical race theory. But everybody's being influenced by wokeness. And when LeBron, who is apparently, I think, a billionaire now, I think I saw a headline about that, when LeBron tells us he's being oppressed currently in America to the tune of $1 billion in his bank account, you recognize, okay, hold up. Something is just off here. Yes, LeBron's story, you know, has real hardship in it, of course, with, you know, a broken home, right?
Sure, sure.
But praise God, in common grace terms, that is, people like LeBron are able in this society, even against real hardship, to lift themselves up, to advance, to become a billionaire. And so it's just flatly ridiculous to argue from his standpoint that he is presently being oppressed. No such thing is occurring.
I think, Owen, my listeners, I hope, are a little better educated about CRT, wokeness, and so forth than the general population and even the general evangelical. But part of your book is how to stop it. How do we stop this?
Well, I think we stand on the truth. I think we do what the viral clips are showing us that citizens are doing all over America at, you know, public school hearings before school boards. There seems to be something of a wave of parents, fathers and mothers, more accurately, who are sick and tired of their students being educated in godless leftism and theological bromides, and they want something better for their kids. They don't want their children, whether they're white, so-called, or not. There's parents of all backgrounds and skin colors who are standing up. They don't want their kids told that having a certain skin color makes you an oppressor or makes you oppressed. They want something better. They want the better angels of the American experiment to tutor their children and train their children that we're all equal. As Christians, we know that we're equal by virtue of the image of God. So I think the way to stop it, Bob, is to speak up in public. It is to know what you believe. It is to take action at any level you can and oppose this ideology. It's to preach the gospel, and it's to be a member of a local church, honestly, because the local church is a wonderful place to demonstrate that it is not skin color or background that brings us together. It's the grace of God in Jesus Christ.
I am convinced that the social justice folks are beginning to come out of the closet. Most of, you know, Jim Wallis, the Sojourners, tried to pass themselves off as evangelicals. They weren't, never were, certainly aren't now. We knew, you and I knew, and many others did, that they were far left theologically as well as politically. But do you find that they're being more brazen? Give you an illustration. I don't know whether you get the Sojo mail from Sojourners, but last week, one of their editorialists actually wrote a lengthy editorial on the environment, saying that people who hold to the Bible are destroying the climate, and we have got to reject the Bible, and we've got to turn to indigenous ideals and indigenous ideology, and praised American Indians and their worship of the earth and so forth. And I thought, they're coming out of the closet. They're finally exposing themselves. Are you seeing that as well?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Fundamentally, wokeness is grounded in Marxism. If you go all the way back, there's a lot of different influences, but it's grounded in a despisal, really, because that's what Marx did. He hated the West. He hated so-called Christian civilization. He wanted to divest society of any influence from Holy Scripture. He stood against it. He stood against creation order. And so I think that what we're seeing is a lot of people are doing what Marx did 150 years ago with Engels and the Communist Manifesto, and they're outing themselves as people who honestly hate this country.
Yeah,
I don't mean that in a shouting at them way. I mean, they really do, I think.
All right, and we've got about 1 minute left. When someone picks up your book, Christianity and Wokeness, What do you think will be the most surprising thing that they take away from it? Something that they wouldn't expect?
I think they will see that two things, that wokeness is actually a coherent system. It's not a coherent system in the sense that it's biblically grounded or actually ultimately makes sense, but it has real claims that it makes. And secondly, I think they'll see just how divisive and condemning it is over against the gospel, which is such a liberating, freeing, forgiving reality. I think they'll see those two things.
Well, the book is Christianity and Wokeness, How the Social Justice Movement is Hijacking the Gospel and the Way to Stop It. If your local bookstore doesn't have it yet, they can certainly order it. You get it at Amazon. You can order it basically any place that you find good books. Owen Strand, Christianity and Wokeness, How the Social Justice Movement is Hijacking the Gospel and the Way to Stop It. Owen, this is a book that we desperately need, and I am so grateful that God has raised you up and given you this voice, and I'm going to ask my listeners to pray for you that God will continue to give you courage and even protection, because the stand that you have taken is not popular even among some evangelicals. Honored to have you on the program again.
Thank you so much, Bob. Appreciate your gracious work.
Well, my pleasure. We'll do it again, sooner this time.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.